This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Fallout continues over a leaked draft opinion suggesting the U.S. Supreme Court is poised to overturn the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade case legalizing abortion nationwide. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris accuses Republicans of trying to strip women of their rights, the AP's Tim McGuire reports.
The leaked Supreme Court draft opinion that would overturn Roe v. Wade draws protesters to the Supreme Court building. And in this speech to Emily's List, a sharp rebuke from Vice President Kamala Harris.
How dare they? How dare they tell a woman what she can do and cannot do with her own body?
Harris says if the court overturns Roe, tens of millions of women will see either severe restrictions or a loss of abortion rights altogether. National Right to Life President Carol Tobias claims it could take years to change state abortion laws.
50 states had the ability to make their own laws.
22 states already have so-called trigger laws to ban or severely restrict abortion that would go into effect if national abortion rights were overturned by the court. Tim McGuire, Washington.
In breaking the news of the Supreme Court draft opinion, Politico's most impactful moment also put the news organization squarely in the middle of one of society's most contentious issues. Politico sent a memo to staff members Tuesday saying it had restricted access to its offices and told security to be extra vigilant about visitors. The company also urged employees to consider removing their Politico affiliation on social media accounts. The company has not reported any specific threats. The story on the court's apparent readiness to overrule Roe v. Wade led to wide speculation online about Politico sources, some of it specific and malevolent. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said Wednesday Russian President Vladimir Putin had completely miscalculated with his invasion of Ukraine and created a stronger NATO. Scholz said the war had brought the European Union and its allies together to stop Moscow's aggression. He mentioned NATO had strengthened its eastern flank in response to the war. Meanwhile, the European Union's leader has called on the 27-nation bloc to ban oil imports from Russia in a sixth package of sanctions targeting Moscow for its war in Ukraine. Von der Leyen was addressing the European Parliament in Strasbourg, France, Wednesday. She called on the EU's member nations to phase out imports of crude oil within 6 months and refined products by the end of the year. North Korea has launched a ballistic missile towards its eastern waters just days after its leader vowed to beef up the country's nuclear arsenal. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
The launch is the 14th firing this year for the North. The timing is also significant as it comes just 6 days before a new conservative South Korean president takes office. South Korean officials say the missile was fired from the capital region and into the waters off its eastern coast. South Korea's joint chiefs call the move an act of grave threat that undermines international peace. They also noted it was a violation of UN Security Council resolutions banning any ballistic launch by the North. I'm Karen Chamas.
A second pharmaceutical company says it's almost ready to ask U.S. regulators for approval of its COVID vaccine for the youngest children. The AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Pfizer says it's hoping to offer proof by late May or early June that its COVID-19 vaccine works for the littlest kids under age 5. Last week, its rival company, Moderna, did file data with the Food and Drug Administration for a low-dose shot for younger tots to be offered in two doses. Pfizer's currently testing three extra small doses vaccine in children under 5 after its two-shot version didn't prove to be quite strong enough. Currently in the U.S., only children ages 5 and older can be vaccinated. That leaves 18 million younger children still unprotected. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. health officials are restating their recommendation that Americans wear masks on planes, trains, and buses, despite a court ruling last month that struck down a national mask mandate on public for transportation. And recapping our top story, fallout continues over a leaked draft opinion suggesting the U.S. Supreme Court is poised to overturn the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade case legalizing abortion nationwide. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.